from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Coach Lou Rash, age 56 at the time of this interview.
My birthday is 6560. I grew up in Cleveland, Mississippi. It's a small town. During the area when I grew up, it was kind of like black side of town, white side of town. They had a black high school, white high school. I went to the black high school, Eastside High School. Grew up in a loving family, had community support. Things were different at heart. A lot of support because of the mere fact, during my high school years, all the teachers looked like me. So therefore, it helped with confidence and things. Religion wasn't big in my household, but my mother made sure that I go to church, be respectful of people and stuff like that. Growing up, I took religion real serious because my cousin was a minister, Reverend Sammy Rash. The day that I surrendered might have been the best day of my life. When I first started playing ball, I wanted to go to the NFL. And that's what my lifelong goal was. And fortunate I was a good enough athlete to achieve the goal. But if I didn't do that, I wanted to be a college professor. So after I achieved the goal of playing professional sports, my desire to be a college professor kind of died down in pursuit of that. After I came to Pennsylvania, I started working at Shuman Detention Center, working with troubled youth and stuff like that. And then I realized the problem was that it wasn't that the kids wasn't smart. They just was off course. So I decided to go back to school and become a teacher. And I've been teaching for the last 24 years. Sports was something that was a major part of my life. I had some great coaches. I was Coach Sam Leach. I used to call him the Valley Rock. He was my defensive coach. Matter of fact, I chose Mississippi Valley State University because of him. I wanted to be the Valley Rock too. And I had a good basketball coach, Coach Jane White. He was a good discipline guy. And my head coach, Coach Leroy Byers, he played for the Miami Dolphins. Those guys was like fathers to me. From each one, you kind of took a little something. I started coaching when I was in college. You know, I used to coach baseball. I coached Pawnee League baseball. So I'd say over about 25, 30 years, I guess. The best part about being a coach is to seeing players develop confidence in themselves and to know that, hey, look, if I stick with the task, it's going to pay off in the end. I love to win, but I try to teach kids, you have won when you have given it your all and your very best. I remember when I got released from the Steelers. And I know I had won the job. And, you know, that was kind of heartbreaking because of the mere fact I got my fiance, you know, we count on trying to build a nice life together. And it was a setback for me. And I took it kind of hard. I kind of disliked football for a while. A game that I loved from my early youth. And I stopped watching it for a while. You have to be a champion of joy. Don't ever let a situation cause you to lose your joy. You have the ability and the stuff within you to rise above every situation because it's not going to last. Everything will pass with time. And I try to tell kids, money don't make a happy man, but a happy man can go and make some money. See, money is the product of man, what we made. So don't let the money make you. Don't give up. If you got a goal, you work toward it, and you keep working toward it, you're going to get knocked down a lot. But get up and keep working toward it. And if it don't work out, you haven't lost anything because you know what? You developed a habit of working and you ain't no stranger to working.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Cameron Tarrant, Davon Stevens, and Tamar Patillo. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.